share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. When CMCO was first announced to be extended until the 6th of December, a collective sigh was heard throughout Malaysia. Clearly, nobody likes being stuck at home every day without the freedom to go out for a midnight mamak session if they wish to. But just be a little bit more patient, as updates on our CMCO will be announced sometime this week, latest by Friday. In a press conference yesterday, the 30th of November, Senior Minister for Security Ismail Sabri Yaakob talked about the government's plans for CMCO in multiple states. December 6th is this Sunday. So, I believe I will make the announcement on Friday. God willing, it will be made earlier so that people can make any necessary arrangements. And MCO will also be enforced in Zone A, Taman Klebong Jaya and Taman Pinji Mewa in Ipoh, Perak, in response to rising COVID-19 cases from the Kamaya and Salutica factories in the area, from 1 December until 14 December. Risk assessments have shown that the workers have spread the disease from the factories to their living quarters, hence the implementation of MCO to reduce further spread among residents. In addition, Kampung Desa Bajau and Kampung Dasar Baru in Lahad Datu, as well as the Sibaga Temporary Detention Center in Sandakan, Sabah, will also undergo MCO from 2 December until 15 December, affecting 4,934 residents, 1,104 detainees and 105 staff, respectively. Meanwhile, the MCO at Putra Point, Nilai, Negeri Sembilan, and the Mahat Al Yayavia government-aided religious school in Padang Renggas, Kuala Kangsar, Perak, ended yesterday as scheduled, as there have been zero new cases reported in those areas in the last few days. Hopefully, we'll receive some good news this coming week. Also read, Defense Minister, restaurants and businesses can remain open until 12 a.m. in CMCO areas. Source, Berita Harian. Source, SME. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily.